This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Hello and welcome to Sam Clash 2011. It's week three.
And we're back to bring you the best unsigned music.
We are indeed. Who we got tonight, Sophie?
Wow, we've got a guest presenter, I think.
Have we? Someone else?
Who? I don't think we have. I think I'm only here for, you know, the knowledge.
I think he's gate crashing.
So Matt, why are you here tonight?
Well, I'm here to talk about the slightly more niche side, which has just been presented this week, the metal side, the screaming, the loud guitars.
It's metal.
It's metal night, pretty much.
I've got a lot of knowledge about metal music. I don't know what the issue is, really.
Go on then.
Go on, who's your favourite bit then?
Oasis.
Oh yeah, good. Definitely, that's hardcore.
Hardcore.
I loved it when Glee did the Metal Night. That was such a brilliant episode. Oh, it was so good. Did you catch that one?
No. Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm first in the mosh pit for that kind of thing.
Mosh pit? What?
You know what? Mosh pit is where, you know, greasy men kick the Harley.
Sounds like my kind of place.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Please put your hands together, take your feet and walk forwards, and welcome to the stage your first band of this evening, the beautiful, the wonderful, the gorgeous, Jared Leto-inspired, Labas!
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
So we're here with Damon, John, Mike and Chelsea. Whoa, I got it right! First week!
Okay guys, how's that for you?
Yeah, it was interesting.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun, nice crowd.
Did you bring many fans of you today?
We brought a few, but it was more for, we weren't looking to win this, we were looking to branch out to new people.
And we're playing the O2 Academy next week anyway, so we're trying to get everyone down to that, yeah. To be honest with you. Yeah.
Just doing some promoting.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Where's the name come from?
Right, the name is Hello in Lithuanian, so if there's any Lithuanians listening, Labas.
So what's with the Lithuanian theme?
My wife's Lithuanian, so that's how I...
Fair enough. Wayne had his own perception of what it was meaning, but we won't go there.
No, come on then.
Well, that's it. If you misread it, it looks more like a female part.
Have you never had that before?
No.
There you go. Welcome to my mind.
Right. So I'd just like to apologise to all the Lithuanian people out there, but they do not insinuate that hello to you is vagina, so just clear the air there.
You the part,
fine. Oh dear. So if you win tonight, what are you going to do with the money?
Spend it on recording, because we're playing in Amsterdam in the summer, so we want to take something over there to sell. Otherwise we've got nowhere to live.
What's your favourite track so far to perform?
That's a good question.
I like
DI.
DI?
Yeah, it's a good one to play.
What about you? I'm going to say Cliff Richard, the original Prince of Darkness. That's my personal favourite.
I love the song title.
Yeah. And we've got one song that's called Don't Call Me Shirley as well.
She never introduced because we went straight into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So how come you're the only one that goes topless and you don't?
I did once, but I'm quite heavily tattooed.
Chelsea?
There's a very good reason.
We have tried, trust me.
She will one day. Hopefully if we get her high enough in Amsterdam, that will happen.
Amsterdam sounds good. So when are you going over there?
19th of August,
yeah.
To get stoned.
So you've got a few months to get the tracks recorded to take over then?
Yes.
Is that your main goal for this year? Have you got any other goals that you're aiming towards? Getting signed maybe? Or?
Nah, getting signed doesn't really interest me. I don't know about the others. World domination would obviously be nice.
World domination.
Take over the government. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Playing a festival.
Yeah, playing a festival would be good fun.
Like Bulldog Bash, maybe possibly download if that ever happens.
Well, yeah, I'll have a word with my friend Rob Zombie. Maybe you can sort that out for us.
Okay, we'll do the game.
Okay.
If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Am I allowed to swear?
No.
As the band, or
depends on the word.
As the band. Right, we're starting with Damon.
Shy.
Hello.
I don't actually know.
Clumsy.
I love it.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned. For a great station.
Please take your hands and your feet and your noise and your voices and your crutches and make a lot of noise for Deflection Theory! No one ever dies in action movies. They do, but they're just faking it. We'll be right back.
Can't think of anything funny to say, so we're just gonna play music. It's cool. Okay.
Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Kenny and Peter here from Deflection Theory.
Some groupies as well.
Yeah, some housemates apparently.
Yeah.
What are your
male groupies?
What are your names?
Phil.
Benjamin.
Hi, Phil and Benjamin. Say, guys.
Hi, Phil and Benjamin. That sounds like a TV programme. And now tonight on Hi, Phil and
It's in the making. So, how come you entered Sound Clash this year?
Because we wanted a gig.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not everyone said that. You should say because I want to win.
Well, we want to win. We can do with the money, to be fair. We're poor.
So, what have you got planned for the future this year? Anything big?
We're
big
gigs? We're playing Wolverhampton in a couple of weeks' time.
We are.
Which venue?
10th of February at the Varsity in Wolverhampton.
Sounds good.
Apart from that, you'll have to come and see us. Practicing.
Yeah. Watch this space.
No. Check our MySpace, it's the way forward.
We're in week three of Sound Clash, and you've got the biggest following that have turned up for your set and that lot. How many people have you brought today, or have they just turned up?
But we do owe a few sexual favours.
Yes.
No, we do owe some favours.
Well, no, Facebook.
It's the power of Facebook.
It is, and a bit of MySpace. MySpace, check us out on MySpace.
And it helps out working a pub that has a rock night and just say come to the gig and they're all like, alright.
Self promotion. Yeah. So, how long have you been together as a band?
Oh, God.
About 6 years.
Six years?
No, it has.
So, he's a good bandmate, he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long, it's about 5 years. Who's the current band we've got?
March,
it's been about a year and a half.
Giggity!
There you go. That's our drummer.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah, as the current band with the current lineup, it's been about a year and a half. And it's the best lineup we've had.
Okay, so how knackering is it doing a set like that?
Too bad. That's fine.
Considering we're both 30.
Ask us that tomorrow. Ask us that tomorrow, yeah. It's a pair of 30-year-olds jumping around.
Yeah, it's not too
tomorrow
bad.
We'll be like,
years of practice.
Yeah. We've been in bands forever, so that's why.
Okay.
What would you say is your main influence for your...
You can't ask us that.
I don't know.
Too many
bands.
Lamb of God.
Okay.
Porcupine Tree. Yeah. Devil Driver. Loads of random stuff. We all listen to something completely different.
Yeah.
If you could perform with any band then, who would it be?
Ask him then, and ask me.
If we can perform with any band...
Alive or dead?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We don't care here.
Are they probably the Bee Gees?
Really? Are you on glue?
I'd love to be able to sing like that.
Really?
What a range. Because then you just take away the gayness and just do the...
I think he's just mocking you now.
No. I don't know. Loads of bands. I'd rather be us.
Yeah, but who would you want to support?
Support?
Yeah.
I'd rather headline.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't like answering the questions.
The there's no ego. I'd rather the headline. I'd like to get to that stage of... Yeah, well, you come see us, that'd be wicked.
Right, bands, I don't know. One band. Oh. Pantera.
Fair enough. Shall we move on to the game?
Yep. Okay.
Right, we've got a little game for you.
Describe
now.
Describe your band in one word.
Or two words.
Eclectic. Anaphylactic.
Yeah.
There we go, he answered it for you. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. We wish you the best of luck tonight.
Stay tuned, results coming up.
This is Sound Clash, great local unsigned for a great station.
I'm sorry I made a joke about the haircut. I really should have been making a joke about the face. And Deflection Theory! No jokes needed, you saw them play. It's okay, I'm sleeping with at least three of them, so it's fine. All the votes have been counted and verified by an independent adjudicator. Three. I can't sleep with John, his girlfriend's gonna keep... Line it up, you knock it out, I love that. All the votes have been counted and verified, and going through to the second round to play the winner of next week's round, which I'm not allowed to host because I threatened to set fire to one of the bands. Fact is Deflection Theory! Winning £50 come and collect your cash. £50, there you go, it's an envelope and everything. But please give it for Labas, who did a very good show and are very, very good people. And you should go and check out their MySpace, their Facebook, and just generally go and hug them, because John Rose, wherever he is, there he is just a shining example of loveliness, and I love you. But Deflection Theory, don't touch them, they have diseases. See you next week, take care, love you all. Please tip the bartender, bye.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.